Welcome, welcome to Round Trip Death, everybody. We have a super special guest today coming to us all the way from Greece. Nicole Muse, good morning or good evening for you.
Hello, hello. Gracious day to you, kind sir.
Thank you. I love the artwork behind you. Are you an artist?
Yes, I am now. Certainly now, after what happened to me years ago. I never used to be. I used to be someone that would just aimlessly travel around the world trying to find direction.
Well, for those that are listening to the audio version, sorry, you can't see the artwork. Hop over to YouTube and you can have a great look at it. How would you describe that piece of artwork and what inspired you? And yes, this is a show about near-death experiences, and we'll get to that very, very quickly, I promise.
Well, this art piece actually is just my connection to nature. It's that, for me, nature's everything. I painted this piece outside in the middle of an olive grove surrounded by 80 olive trees in northern Greece. That's where I live now. Surrounded by mountains, wild bears, wild wolves. It's absolutely beautiful here. It's such untamed, such abundant nature that you just want to create here. And this piece is just an organic flow of colors, of warm yellows and oranges and greens. And then you have these dots kind of immersed in kind of plant-like structures made out of gold. And it just, the expansion of nature is this painting. And actually, this painting is going to go to an exhibition in a few days, which I'll tell you about later. It's quite incredible what's been happening here. But yeah, nature always inspires me. It heals me. It gives me growth. It gives me stability. And it gives me spirituality.
I can relate to all of that. Thank you for sharing that. All right. I do want to hear about the show later, and I want to hear about how your NDE changed your life. But for now, let's jump right into it. Let's go back 10 years. Tell us what was going on. I know this was a complication in a medical procedure, but let's go from there.
That's right. Yeah. 4 months pregnant, way back in 2015. Unfortunately, the birth wasn't going too well, and I'd lost the baby. So I needed a quick medical intervention. I was rushed into the hospital. I think it must have been about April, May time. They told me, I'm sorry, you've lost the baby. We need to really do something fast. So I was put on a bed and I was administered anesthesia. And as soon as they did that, within a couple of seconds, my heart rate went up. My blood pressure went up as well. And that's when the story begins. That's when I left my body. From that moment on, this reality totally disappeared. I was sucked into or immersed into this watery, fluid, blue-white light is all I could say. But it looked fluid and watery. And as I entered that, a deep, overwhelming, peaceful feeling came over me where I just knew. It was almost like as you go into this new place, it becomes a very old place and all your amnesia disappears and you start remembering who you've always been. And as I entered this light, this blue luminous light, I entered into an amazing vast white room. And right in front of me when I entered this room were two marble thrones. And that, first of all, was quite shocking, but in the nicest way, because I just thought, wow, where am I? I remember this place, but I wasn't quite sure where I was. And on these thrones were these two enormous beings. I don't know how tall they were, but they were enormous giant type of beings. They were neither male nor female. They had incredibly beautiful, big indigo coloured eyes. They had feathered hair, so every hair follicle was a beautiful feather cascading down their shoulders. They had blue skin, humanoid faces and torsos. And while they were sitting on the thrones, their bottom part of their bodies were fish-type tails, like mermaid tails. Of course, it was utterly bizarre. But once you're there, you understand that everything is possible. You understand your reality is no longer what it was on Earth. It's a whole different concept of a deeper understanding, a deeper awareness. It's nothing related back to your old earthly illusionary life. And so there I was, and the first thing they told me is welcome back, which was wonderful. And of course, you know, I felt immediately I was back home with my eternal tribe. It felt like a very, very ancient tribe, these beings. Nothing compared to the indigenous tribes we have on our earth. Far more ancient, far more older, and far more peaceful. This felt like an interdimensional angelic tribe. They told me I wasn't supposed to have children. I accepted that because with that knowing, all the pain and the guilt and the sadness dispersed. And once that did, they were showing me lots of different things playing out on a fast forward reel of events, of times, of places, of different continents, countries. Everything was just happening so fast. I was trying to look at one moment to the next moment. And that all of this happened really, really fast. And in that moment of seeing all of that, I was sucked back into my body. And I woke up next to quite an unpleasant nurse, a Viennese nurse, because this happened in Vienna, Austria. But luckily, my husband, who's a medical specialist doctor, was next to me, and I woke up. And for the next 10 minutes, this was the most interesting part, I was speaking to him in a very ancient language. And this language, I think the syllables sounded so much like a fusion of ka-sounding words, K-A, but it also had almost dolphin type of... That sounds strange, but dolphin and whale kind of tones. I was almost trying to recalibrate back into this earthly language, which was almost impossible because I'd just come from this realm back into this very heavy earthly realm, trying to recalibrate my physical vessel and my soul connection and trying to utter these words. And it just didn't make sense. My husband was next to me just trying to calm me down, but he'd actually witnessed this in the last 35 years of his medical career. He'd actually heard a very similar language spoken to him as well through another patient of his. And so I was speaking this language to him for at least 10 minutes. And then slowly over time, the language just dispersed and I was more back into myself. And I was just so full of joy. All the fear that I had, I just had this total knowing that the life we lead here is an absolute illusionary life based on the physical. Everything is physical. Everything is built on choices here. And it's very dense. It's very material. So it's a very difficult experience living in our earthly incarnations here. It's all about learning, experiencing, and choosing what we want to incorporate into our lives every day. So that, in a nutshell, was my NDE. And a lot of people I've spoken to, I started hearing stories that my story sounds very similar to quite a few other people's stories. And I started to investigate deeper and deeper. And I've heard about NDE people going to an otherworldly ocean type of world. So of course, what did I do? Almost 10 years after the day, I felt like I needed to research because I still didn't have answers. And it only happened about 3 months ago that I finally found out who these two beings were. And that for me was an incredible journey in itself because it started off with me fasting. I only started getting the information once I started fasting. I'd never fasted in my life. I had no idea what fasting was. I didn't realize that you do that to gain spiritual awareness and things start happening in your body. Once your body doesn't need to process food anymore, DMT starts to happen in your mind and you start to open up portals within your being and seeing different realms, feeling different realms and hearing different realms. And that's exactly what happened to me after 2 days of fasting. So I started getting insights of who these beings were. I went online and I found out that throughout every single civilization and ancient culture, these beings have been spoken about and painted in hieroglyphs from Egypt to South America, to the Dogon tribe in Mali. And these were also written in ancient Sumerian texts. They're called the Apkalu. And the Apkalu were half fish humanoid beings. And they were the seven guardians of the earth that was sent after the great flood. So every it could be every few hundred years, it could be every few thousand years, who knows, because our history is completely made up. None of it is really true. We just have to tune into ourselves to remember who we truly are. And what that information taught me and gave me was that these beings came to teach humanity how to plant again, how to use sound frequencies to heal, how to learn about art and painting. And these beings came to teach humanity all these things. And of course, way beyond these things. So there were seven beings called the Apkallu, and they come from a vast ocean, which is called the Abzu. And the Abzu is the place where all souls come from. All souls are birthed from the Abzu, which is an eternal ocean of all memories that have ever been, that have ever happened. It's like a computer hard drive. It contains everything that ever was, that ever will be. And that's where we come from. And they've said that our first birth is from the Abzu, is where our soul comes from, the waters, and our second birth is through our mother. So we actually come from two births. So that was quite a breakthrough for me. I finally understood that. And that was it gave me so much peace to understand that I wasn't mad.
Okay, Nicole, I need to catch up a little bit here. I need to let our listeners know, first of all, generally, I've had some kind of a pre-interview with everybody, okay? And we talked quite a while. You and I did not have a chance to do that. So this is all brand new to me. So I need a minute to kind of take this in, because it is really cool, and it is different than most NDEs that you hear out there, although every NDE is different. Yeah, there's some similarities. I know that I've interviewed somebody else that talked about going back to a water world, I think how she described it kind of place, but not these thrones. These thrones interest me. And you've done some painting now. Have you tried painting what you saw there?
I'm actually working on a piece right now. I'm working on those two beings. I'm really scared to paint them. I don't know why, because, you know, I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to visualizing what I see, but can my hand paint it? I'm not sure. So I have to really take my time. I haven't finished them yet, so I'm still working on that. So yeah, I will send you the finished piece. I'll send you an email picture of that.
Good. I would love to see them. And we'll post those later. We'll just post a picture of you for now, unless you have them done before this comes out.
Well, I have painted, I can show you, I have painted the beings. I call it Sirius B. This isn't an absolute, this isn't a painting. This is a print of my painting. But this is one of the beings that I painted, one of the faces. So they were blue skin. And then they had this, obviously I did it in my own abstract way. Because feathers, you know, I prefer to always do abstract. So it's more like a million eyes as an aura field around this face, this blue face with these incredible eyes. And even though they were indigo eyes, I kind of made them more kind of, you know, they felt almost part animal, a part oceanic animal. I can't describe it, because they were, you know, their faces were humanoid, but to a point where they had different noses to us. And I remember that because I said to myself, I've got to remember their faces. I've got to remember everything when I come back. And of course, something like that, you never forget. You never forget something like that.
Okay, I've got some more questions. When you're there, and I'm trying to go from chronologically here from the beginning, when you're there and you're seeing this throne and you're seeing this being, these beings, were you surprised? Were you startled when you saw mermaid tails on them?
You know, when you're there, it almost feels like you're you, but your awareness has expanded to a point of being nothing like you were here on Earth. So you have to understand, you instantly know everything. So when I was there, it was such a relief. It was such an amount of love that I cannot say anything touches the amount of love that I felt there that I have here. you know. So it was such an expanse of love, of awareness, of knowing that it surpasses anything here on earth.
Okay, in a lot of religions here on earth, there is theory or doctrine about us human beings coming from God. And this show, by the way, we keep very non-denominational, so we're not pushing any religion here. I'm curious, did you feel like you came from those beings?
I think I possibly did. I think it was just like going straight to the... They weren't God, but they were... I felt they were like the guardians that kind of help you through into this world. What is really interesting, and I must tell you this, which I found highly fascinating, is my story's gone quite viral all over the world, right up until the New York Post and the Daily Mail, the Mirror. It went all over the world. And I started to look at my website to see what types of people were looking at me from which countries. And what really surprised me was that the Vatican City were looking at my website.
Cool. What does that say to you?
Well, I instantly knew they have information. They know something about our true origins. They know something about these beings because it's been written about in ancient Babylonian and Sumerian texts. I found that really interesting. So that for me was another understanding of, wow, trust your intuition and trust your heart. And understand we don't have all the answers beyond this realm, but be open to them to know that we are eternal beings and that we certainly never die.
And they said to you, welcome back.
Yeah, they said, welcome back. Welcome to your tribe. It was like a soul. They didn't speak. It was like a knowing. It's like when you're there, you know stuff. And I've heard a lot of NDE people say that you just know stuff much more than here. Here we're so programmed by this illusionary world through the media, through our governments, through our teachers and our parents. It's just, we don't know who the hell we are. You know, we're like droids walking through this life with our eyes, ears and mouth closed. But once we're there on the other side, all knowing, all information comes to us. That's where we're just open for everything. And that's where we're just back home there. That's just where we are. We're just back home. We just realize that this earthly life is such a short span of moments that it's just a holiday. We're just on a long holiday here. A short holiday here. And then we leave again. The interesting thing after the NDE was my entire life changed after that because I became super psychic, which I was a little bit before, but not to the point of knowing people, feeling people and seeing things, auras and symbols coming from people and things like that. I remember when I would meditate in the ocean, I started getting the most incredible downloads of events and moments and times in our very near future happening right now, actually going right through to 2042. And I wrote a book called Terra Infinita, Downloads from the Ether. Some of the stories which I wrote back in 2021 have come true already. I spoke about geometrical shapes entering our realm. Well, those are the plasmoids that are now in the last six months to a year that have been entering our realm that many people have videoed and are on TikTok. You just need to put in plasmoids and then you'll understand what they are. So the stories that I got while meditating in the Greek ocean, the Greek sacred waters, somehow gave me this information. I was able to listen to it. I was able to step out of my ego and just into my heart and just be open for the transmission. And I think that doesn't make me special because I believe everyone can do that. If we step out of our egos and just listen with our hearts, like the indigenous tribes do all over the planet, then we are able to remember who we truly are. We're able to remember the messages, the important information in us that will just come to us naturally, like it always should have.
Okay, a couple of questions. You've mentioned the word tribes a few times, and I'm going to ask you to speculate on some of this. Do you think that means that everybody here on Earth is from this one tribe you're talking about, or maybe a bunch of us are from a bunch of different kinds of tribes?
Look, I think that every single one of us is a frequency, is a geometrical frequency in vision and in sound. It's very difficult to understand that, but everything is energy. Everything is a frequency. So we all come into this world at a particular point, our birthday. And that frequency is an explosion of light, it's an explosion of sound, and it's an explosion of electricity. And when we come into this earthly realm, we are completely pure, all-knowing, all-being, all-loving. That's why we love babies so much. They're so pure. And over time, when we enter this realm, through our parents, through our grandparents, through the rituals we have at home and through our schools and universities and our jobs and our life and our dramas that play out, we slowly lose that magical realm which has always been inside of us. We disconnect. Not all of us, some of us. The ones that still remember are the ones that are connected to the intuition, to their hearts, to the all-knowing. And they need to trust God. They need to trust this expanse of knowing that's always there around all of us, every single moment of our lives while we're here, guiding us to synchronicities, to people, to places, to things that we will experience for the greater good of ourselves. And the moment we step out of that back into the ego and disconnect from our hearts, we follow the wrong paths, whether it's greed or jealousy or dramas playing out in our relationships of not trusting him or her, or we disengage from love, we follow the wrong paths. And all I can say is the moment you reconnect to your higher, most intuitive self, whether that's the Christ, Jeshua, whether it's the I Am, whether it's the me inside my heart, God, the eternal loving force that's always and has forever been there, then we will always find our way.
You mentioned that you felt like we were just here on a brief holiday. I tend to believe there's more reason that we're here than just that. Tell me why I should believe what you're thinking, that we're just here on a little holiday.
Oh, I don't want anyone to believe anything I'm saying. I want people just to feel. I think all of us are so stuck in the mind that we've lost the deeper connection of the feeling. And so many of us have become totally numb through AI, through our phones, that we have no idea of feeling anymore. We are so left-brained that we've lost contact with our right brain, the intuition, the art, the music, that we are so divided. That's why we are in a realm that is so separated from each other. What is this life? This life is about feeling, experiencing. It's about seeing. It's about hearing. It's music. It's art. It's lovemaking. It's joy. It's great food. It's nourishing. It's nature. But it also comes with the chaos, the war, the division of cultures, of races, of humanity, its politics, its religions. Religions have been so taken over, sadly, that so many people are clinging on to so many different things that they don't even know what's true anymore. In one of my books, Oceans of Memories, Guardians of the Waters, I write about my NDE, and I speak about this whole obsession with sacrifice in this realm. And what I truly feel and know is that I believe that this person named Jeshua, the Christ, he was never sacrificed. He came on to live a life and created a blood lineage which still exists in our world today, but is heavily protected by angelic forces.
I've always been fascinated with the people that can remember the experience of going back into their body, because it's described to me In a lot of different ways. Quite often it's almost a violent sort of thing, like slam back into their body. You use the word sucked back into your body. Can you explain what that was like?
It wasn't pleasant. That's what I remember. It was like, just imagine you're coming back from understanding everything, who you are, why you're here, exactly why you plan to come here. And then suddenly you're in this heavy body, because before you were completely free and agile, and you're back in this heavy body with maybe a few aches and pains or whatever it is you feel. And it's so depressing. The lights around you, the hospital, the color of the hospital, the shape everything. There's no beauty almost in the architecture in this world. It's all so left-brained and logical. It's just, where is the artistry in our buildings, in the colours we use everywhere? It just doesn't exist unless you go to some hippie community and you see beautiful artwork on the walls, or you go to places in Vienna where there's an incredible artist that created like this beautiful architecture with domes and colourful like swirls of buildings. I mean, it just doesn't exist in our world, and it should. Back hundreds of years ago, back in the Tartarian times, you know, you can still see the architecture, how beautiful it was, and we've just devolved over the centuries. We've just gone really back, honestly. I think we're going somewhere where if we don't start remembering right now who we are, there might be a very critical phase in time for all of us. Even though I don't want to bring fear into this, each one of us, each soul that will listen to this, needs to be responsible in their awakening right now. You need to know exactly what choices you make right now, not tomorrow, right now. Are you going to be on the spectrum of listening to these, to the illusionary world spouting fear and propaganda and war and hate and division and separation, and you should be on this side or that side of politics? Or are you going to, for once, stand in your sovereign being and be the true warrior that you've always been, in the light, in the loving connection to our God source, universal love, and say, I am that being who remembers who I am, like the ancient tribes have told us again and again, remember who you are.
All right, let's finish with this, and I'm going to let you take as much time as you need to. I love that you said that you felt joy and all the fear was gone, and then you've talked a little bit about the love that you felt, but I want you to go deeper. I want you to really explain somehow what you felt.
As I was in the realm, in that watery realm, is that what you're asking, Eric?
Yeah.
I have to close my eyes for this because then I can connect much deeper. It was an absolute feeling of, wow, this whole world wasn't real. This was just a moment in time that I was Nicole, that I was a female, that I lived my life, but now I'm back to who I've always been. And me being a logical person who never really believed in all these kind of spiritual phenomena stuff, it was a huge breakthrough because, you know, only after that experience of truly knowing, wow, there's so much more to this life that we've been lied about in this realm, this fear of death that is propagated through every civilization and culture, and immersed ourselves of trying to stay young forever and, you know, supplements and diet and facelifts and this obsession with youth. You know, it's all an illusion. It's not real. It's just making you fear death. That's what it is, fear getting older, when actually what we need to be doing is celebrating every year we're alive. Every year we're alive, we need to celebrate our life in our naturalness, in our sovereignty, and walk with our hearts wide open, helping one another, loving one another, and loving ourselves. Because in order to love other people, we need to love ourselves first, but not with the ego, with a true sense of what love truly means, with the Christ, the I Am, with the Jeshua awareness, helping each other. And we will come to a time where we will be confronted with our biggest fears that will come. And that will be the critical moment of what do we choose? Do we choose to walk in love, or do we choose to walk in fear? And I ask all the viewers and all the listeners out there, you need to be responsible now. You're a grown up. You can't be a child anymore. You have to be standing in your sovereignty now and act like a true adult. And that means choosing always with your heart. Nothing else will ever truly free you, I believe. if you can't walk with your heart right now, I think the path for you ahead will be very, very hard.
Can you think of anything here in life, as far as the love that you felt there, anything here that comes close to it?
Everybody has a connection of love in a different way. So it's going to be very different for each soul out there listening or seeing. For me, the love is when I walk slowly onto a beautiful beach and the sun is still in the sky and it's a beautiful day and there's nobody else on the beach. It's one of those beautiful tropical beaches. And you're slowly walking into the most beautiful aqua waters with your feet. And you're just seeing the immense beauty of the ocean and the way it sparkles. And maybe the jungle behind you, the greenness. And just connecting with the water and with the land and with the forests around you. It's that absolute joy of, you know, connecting to that water and just feeling like a child again, feeling that purity within. That's the kind of feeling. I see it time and time again all over the world. When people go to the ocean or rivers or water, there's something that pulls us into it and brings out that joy within us.
All right. If anybody wants to reach out to you or get more from you, we'll put your website in the show notes. So just scroll down and everybody can find it there. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate you being with me today.
Eric, you were gorgeous. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening and sharing this podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow or subscribe button and sign up for our newsletter at roundtripdeath.com. If you want to share your near-death experience, or if you have questions or comments about the show, send an email to eric@roundtripdeath.com. Until then, I wish you everything good that you're looking for in this life and the next.